The second case study follows Malcolm, the quiz and pop teacher who teaches middle and primary. Even though Malcolm has thought about other games, he has never tried anything other than drill and practice games. Since he only chooses games that ensure successful outcomes, he is considered a selective adopter. Malcolm described how Angry Birds could be used as a prediction type exercise, explaining that if a student could use a particular angle to shoot, measure the shooting angle, and predict the distance, then the student could translate it into some kind of measurement. Malcolm could not get past this conceptual phase, worrying about timing it right with his lessons and whether or not his students would meet the prescribed learning outcomes stopped him from trying. He wanted guaranteed success. He wanted to ensure the time he invested would pay off. He wanted to know that the students would learn from the games before he brought them into the classroom. And since there were no guarantees, he continued using only drill and practice games.